KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have dense fog, about 3/4 of a mile visibility here in Atlantic. We look for areas of fog this morning, otherwise mostly cloudy today, a high of 46. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. National Weather Service is advising motorists to watch out for dense fog and slick roads this morning. Fog has developed over portions of western and southern Iowa, with visibility dropping to 1/4 to 1/2 mile in spots. The fog, combined with sub-freezing pavement temperatures, may lead to slick spots on the road through mid-morning, especially along and north of Interstate 80. And if you encounter the fog, be sure and leave plenty of space between you and the driver ahead of you, and be prepared for some slick areas. Authorities in western Iowa are on the lookout for a vehicle and driver possibly involved in a road rage incident earlier this morning, with shots allegedly fired. According to the State Patrol Communications Center near Lewis, the incident happened on Interstate 80 eastbound at the 25-mile marker at around 5:20 a.m. The vehicle was described as being gray with Wisconsin plates, inside back window full of debris and bumper stickers all over the rear of the vehicle. A partial possible description of the plates may include the numbers 337. You see that vehicle, you can call your local law enforcement agency or 911. A Council Bluffs man accused of injuring a 5-month-old baby faces felony charges of assault and child endangerment. The Omaha World-Herald reports 23-year-old Rodney Weatherwax was arrested Saturday. Assistant Pottawatomie County Attorney Martha Heineke said that Weatherwax allegedly injured the baby on at least 3 occasions. According to court documents, the infant had at least 20 fractures. Heineke said varied stages of healing indicated the injuries happened at different times. According to the arrest affidavit, the injuries took place between September 1st and November 30th. The baby was born July 26th. On November 30th, the baby was admitted to Methodist Jenny Edmondson Hospital for failing to thrive, and after the mother told doctors the suspect had punched the child in the face, doctors did x-rays and found multiple fractures. According to the arrest affidavit, Weatherwax told police that marijuana, cocaine, and Xanax had been used by people watching the child. He told police that he'd fallen while holding the infant on November 27th. Weatherwax has been charged with 2 counts of assault causing willful injury and 1 count of abandonment of a dependent person and 1 count of child endangerment. He was being held in the Pottawatomie County Jail on $200,000 bond. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports a man from Pottawatomie County was arrested last Friday on sex abuse charges. 21-year-old Sean Michael Williams of Council Bluffs was arrested as the result of an ongoing criminal investigation. Williams faces 2 charges of felony sex abuse in the third degree. He was taken to the Cass County Jail and released over the weekend on $20,000 bond. Also arrested Friday was 38-year-old Carrie Ann McCray of Hancock. She was taken into custody on an Atlantic Police Department warrant for theft in the fourth degree and later released on $1,000 bond. And on Saturday, Cass County deputies arrested 27-year-old Andrew Gaston Nickham of Atlantic on a sheriff's office warrant for domestic abuse assault. Nickham was later released on $2,000 bond. 3 people were arrested recently in Audubon County. The sheriff's office said yesterday 26-year-old Joseph Dean White of Atlantic was arrested December 16th following an investigation into an incident that occurred December 12th in Exira. White was charged with violation of a no-contact order. He was brought to the Audubon County Jail and later released after appearing before a magistrate. Also arrested December 16th was 28-year-old Nikki Lorraine Elizabeth Johnson of Hamlin. She was charged with violation of a no-contact order following an investigation into an incident December 9th in Hamlin. Johnson was released from custody after appearing before the magistrate. The incident remains under investigation. And in our funeral announcements, Lee Henry Manns, age 85, of Avoca, died Thursday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Lee Manns will be today at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Bradley Dwayne Doc Gilman, age 55, of Ankeny, died December 11th. A visitation for Bradley Doc Gilman will be held this evening from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Gerald Waltz, age 84, of Portsmouth, died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center. A mass of Christian burial for Gerald Waltz will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mary, Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Phyllis Hodney, age 93, of Irwin, died Saturday at Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Phyllis Hodney will be next Monday at 10:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Albert Louis Peterson, age 70, of Urbandale and formerly of Adair, died Friday at Mercy Hospice in Johnston. A memorial service for Albert Peterson will be held January 2nd at 11 a.m. at the Canby Friends Church in Canby. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. And Marilyn Ward, age 90, of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Services for Marilyn Ward are pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.